Is anyone watching us? Tiffany looked around. Two shirts slept in the heat. There was no one watching. No, Miss Tick. The teacher removed her hat and took from inside it a couple of pieces of wood and a spool of black thread. She rolled up her sleeves, looking around quickly in case Two Shirts had sprouted a population, then broke off a length of the thread and picked up the egg. Egg, thread, and fingers blurred for a few seconds, and then there was the egg hanging from Miss Tick's fingers in a neat little black net. Tiffany was impressed. But Miss Tick hadn't finished. She began to draw things from her pockets, and a witch generally has a lot of pockets. There were some beads, a couple of feathers, a glass lens, and one or two strips of coloured paper. These all got threaded into the tangle of wood and cotton. "What is that?" said Tiffany. "It's a shamble," said Miss Tick, concentrating. "Is it magic?"
"Not exactly. It's trickery."
Miss Tick lifted her left hand. Feathers and beads and egg and pocket junk spun in the web of threads.
She said. "Now let me see what I can see."
She pushed the fingers of her right hand into the spiderwork of threads and pulled. Egg and glass and beads and feathers danced through the tangle, and Tiffany was sure that at one point one thread had passed straight through another.
"Oh," she said, "it's like a cat's cradle." "You've played that, have you?"
said Miss Tick vaguely, still concentrating.
"I can do all the common shapes," said Tiffany. "The jewels and the cradle and the house and the flock. And the three old ladies, one with a squint, carrying the bucket of fish to market when they meet the donkey. Although you need two people for that one, and I only ever did it once. And Betsy Tupper scratched her nose at the wrong moment, and I had to get some scissors to cut her loose."
Miss Tick's fingers worked like a loom.
"Funny you should be a children's toy now," she said.
"Aha!" She stared into the complex web she had created.
"Can you see anything?" said Tiffany.
"If I may be allowed to concentrate, child...
Thank you."
Out in the road, the sleeping dog woke, yawned, and pulled itself to its feet. It ambled over to the bench the two of them were sitting on, gave Tiffany a reproachful look, and then curled up by her feet. It smelled of old damp carpets.
"There's something," said Miss Tick very quietly.
Panic gripped Tiffany.
End of CD 1.